What's up? What's up? How y'all feeling? How y'all doing today? We coming back with y'all at another podcast at Bottom Line Sports Talk. I was about to put the .com on there, but
I mean, no. Put it out there. The episodes are finally live.
Okay. And you can go check out our episodes on Spotify and
Apple Podcasts at the Bottom Line Sports Talk. Website is finally back active. www.bottomlinesportstalk.com. We are on social media, Instagram and Twitter at
BL Sports Talk 51.
Because we do it for the culture, by the culture.
Because we are the culture.
And all those great things. Outside of us being disappointed by you know what, right?
Right.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
I got to make a couple observations, right? So I'm at work the other day. I was on the phone for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why this dawned on me, right? So I got a statement to make. It's just me. Happy hour is unconstitutional.
Why is that?
Because happy hour takes away your right to freely move around. You get to happy hour 6-7 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour says you gonna be drunk before 8 or 9. You ain't gonna wanna go nowhere else. So what you do? You stay and spend all your money at one place, unless you buy a bunch of bars. But we all know the best bars happen to be a little isolated from everywhere else.
Okay. Do they?
Depending on which one, depending on where you go.
Do they?
Depending on where you go. Take, for instance, we went out to California.
Okay.
We ain't really go nowhere where you could just sit there and walk down the road. You got to go drive.
Yeah, all right.
By the time you get litty, it's like, I mean, it ain't so bad here.
No, it ain't bad. No.
You got a little look in your system, you know.
Shout out to the brunch spots, too, man.
Brunch is another thing.
Yeah, shout out to the brunch spots.
It take away your right to sit up there and choose somewhere else once you get going.
Because you get drunk.
Because you get too drunk.
Well, do they have bottomless mimosas around here, I wonder? If that's the case, I don't know. Either way.
If not, they got parfaits, which is the big jugs.
Okay.
I think I said it right. I don't know. I might be wrong.
So you're a brunch guy or you're a happy hour kind of guy?
I mean, to be honest, you know me. I'm with both. But if you can find, because you're going to find a bar that play good music, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you find a happy hour spot that got that vibe you want.
What about the brunch spot that got the good
vibe? I mean, that's what I mean. Brunch spot. That's what I mean. Yeah. If you find a brunch spot that got the happy hour, I mean, they got the happy hour feel,
mm-hmm,
where you getting drunk and you eating. And, you know, if it's early/midday and it ain't burning up outside. Oh, that's perfect right there.
Yeah.
Especially if you sitting like outside under like a little, you know, canopy or something like that. Like you ain't got that sun smacking you in the face.
Yeah, like right now, I can say this is a great time because it is getting a little bit cool outside. I know it had to be like 65 today. So
no, I got up to 80, but it was 57 this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 57 this morning, but I mean, like I said, right now on a good Saturday morning, man, brunch spots be hitting. I know the brunch spot that we went to.
Oh, I'm about to shout out.
Okay, go shout them out.
Shout out to Harris House of Heroes, our probably favorite brunch spot. Y'all be playing the vibes we want.
Man, the '90s.
You know,
the R&B,
arguably the greatest, you know, yeah, greatest, you know, time in music when it comes to R&B. You know, I can't find nobody to disagree with '90s being the greatest.
Yeah,
the late '80s, early '90s feel.
Yeah, I can find some people that do disagree with it because they'll say the '70s, which I wasn't too much of a fan. I got a couple of songs in my playlist right now, but nah, the '90s is gonna be the '90s for me.
I'm saying I ain't heard nobody that went against it.
Mm-hmm.
If they say if they're around our age and say anything other than the '90s,
oh, man, nah.
I'm completely calling you wrong.
Yeah,
and I might call you an idiot because you know in the bottom of your heart
that's where it all started. And that's where it's still going.
At the bottom of your heart, when you get down to the bottom line, no pun intended, it's the '90s,
man.
Also, I was thinking, everybody talking about WAP, right? What are the different meanings of WAP? On the way to work?
Hold on.
Brainstorming.
Okay. On that right there. And this goes out to all the listeners, the males, the females, whatever. Have you ever was smashing a chick and you be like, oh my God, it's so good. You got this, that, this, that. where that, yeah, that's that wop. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever said that before?
Have I ever said it?
I'm just asking.
Well, I'm a person. I'm a person. I've said it to somebody, so if she listened, I know I get a text. This is when I was younger. I was like, man, this tastes like water.
Oh. It tastes like water.
Yeah, if she listening, she know who she is. If I get a text, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's for you right there. But I'm not talking about that WAP, so I thought about what it is, in my opinion, since we think about different meanings. WAP, wealthy ass people.
I like what you did there.
That was just a couple observations, you know.
Nah, it's all good.
Be a little, you know, trying to think a little bit different. So, just a couple quick hitters. Russell Wilson should be the MVP this year. Hands down.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to say hands down because Patrick Mahomes is making the case. But I hate, you know what? I hate
Russell
right now.
Wilson dominated, though. Like, Patrick Mahomes did not dominate last week.
Yes, he dominated
against the Chargers, I'm talking about. He didn't. I watched that game.
Okay.
I'm saying because they always take it from Russell. So, this year, undoubtedly, right now, the way he playing, MVP. I'm not taking nothing away from Patrick Mahomes. I'm saying Russell, I don't think he threw any interceptions. If he did, he only threw one. Yeah. And the way he been carrying his team, because he dropped down and then he put on, you know what I'm saying, to prepare for this season. And let's just look at, like, the biggest play, Metcalf, not doing what he's supposed to do in scoring.
Oh, yeah, he screwed that up.
Had he did that, then, you know, Russell sitting at, what, close to 10 already?
Was he on Come On Man? McCaff.
I don't know.
He should have been a Come On Man.
I'm saying I didn't see it. He probably was.
He definitely should be on Shaq.
He probably was. He's at Shaq and the Fool. He might be.
Nah, I don't know, man. Like I said, both of them is both of those two players right now for me. I don't know if there's a dark horse right now that can kind of stampede that.
A dark horse would probably be Lamar. Dark horse.
Yeah.
Because they judging him off of last night,
But after last night.
Because nobody else going to do that to him.
No.
Like, unless it's Tennessee, because they got a defense.
Okay. And like I said, it may be Patrick Mahomes. It's still early in the season. This the third. That was the third game of the season yesterday to complete the.
They got
to
go ahead.
To complete it. But week four. Still got a long way to go.
Nah, they got to get that thing to Russell. Like,
you can't give it to him third week.
No, I'm saying if he continue to play like that, it got to go to him because they co-MVP him. They, you know, you put him like, nah.
It's going to depend on their record, too.
I don't see them losing too many. Like, they problem is in their division, not outside of it.
and in their division right now, I'm like, all right, Arizona, they're going to be a tough one. The Rams. The Rams are gonna be a tough one. I think
they're a facade right now. I don't know if I can trust them. And
well, they 2-1, huh?
Yeah, but the how they played against Dallas wasn't all into me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And last week, who they won against? Well, Sunday, what was it? New York.
Yeah,
the Jets. They barely performed well against Dallas, and we all know how we feel about Dallas. What I wanted to say was, we can go in and get into that. So why don't we like Patrick Mahomes as much as other people? We like him, but
yeah.
Other people is like, ah, we like, they gonna hold on him. Like, we like, ah, they like, ah, like.
I don't know, man. You know, I think it's the latest trend right now. It's just like when Steph finally arrived and he started doing stuff crazy off the dribble and he started making all them crazy three-pointers. Like, it's just the fad that everybody going through right now. And he's possibly right now maybe the best player in the NFL. Who knows? It just depends who you talk to. But what he do in the pocket, how he use his feet, how he maneuver, how he get the offense going. And then let's not forget Kansas City, based on what I saw last night, has a real good defense, which is a lot of people say it ain't good.
It's not to me.
You have to score.
Well, I'm saying when you have a defense like that's not that good, but you got an offense that's that prolific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to be good. You just got to be good enough to sit up there and let your team get the lead.
Right.
Then you playing with your ears pinned back. So if you find a team that can score with you, match wits for wits, I think you see their defense exposed.
But what team do you can you see that?
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks. Okay, I give you that.
Because they're a complete team. They are. Pittsburgh is looking good. I don't know how good they are, so I say Pittsburgh.
Any more contenders you see? I would say the Saints, but at this moment right now, we're looking real shaky. Nah. And we got to play.
And we don't have Michael Thomas in, though.
And we got to look. And we got to play them, too.
Yeah.
And after what we saw, what they did to Baltimore, which is a hell of a defense.
Well, I mean.
Oh, my God.
And my thing is, like, yes, the defense is still whatever. And you already know my opinion on that. Mm-hmm. The offense don't look very good. And, yes, we are without Michael Thomas, but – we finally got Emmanuel Sanders, his first touchdown.
Right.
And it's like Drew Brees can get it there sometimes, and sometimes he can't, which is what we've been saying. Brees, Rivers, Brady are old. They are on the quarterbacks going out the door, especially Brees and Brady.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is in that same vein, but he's not that old as far as playing wise. Like, yeah. He's a few years younger, I think. 37, yeah. You got 41, 42, 37. Phillip Rivers, I think, is touching 40. Mm-hmm. You know, so Aaron Rodgers is on that cusp. Ben Roethlisberger is playing good, but I'm thinking, like, homeboy got hurt last year, so he got rest. He got ample amount of rest.
How old is Ben Roethlisberger? 30?
He's in that Breeze. He's in that Breeze and Brady category. He's 38, I think it'll be 39 this year. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I guess my thing is, I'm not saying Mahomes ain't good, right? He got some weapons around him, though, right? Because I will argue this. If you put those same weapons with Russell, because he ain't could think about it, who he'd had, like Metcalf just came and stuff. You had Doug Baldwin. Not to say he wasn't good, but he not know, oh, you was a first-round pick type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if he just had Travis Kelce. I'm not even going to throw out Tyreek Hill. You know, like, think about it. Like, or imagine if he had a Clyde, or imagine they would have got Fournette and he had a real runner. Not to say Carson in the real runner, but imagine if they had another runner. Because when Marshawn was with them, son, they looked unstoppable.
Right.
And everybody say, oh, Patrick Mahomes is doing this and doing that. I'm like, Russell been doing it and with no weapons in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So I just tell people, like, hey, it's not like we haven't seen this before. This is the latest thing, because I guess Texas is such a big state.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest. You know, you got Cape Town going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Cape Town. That's what they be doing. No. In other news, we have Doc Rivers, who is no longer with the Clippers. And as far as I saw, the owner wanted a change. Did he get let go because he's the reason why they didn't, why the collapse happened?
Well, he got let go for probably a lot of reasons. One, because he hasn't been to the conference. He hasn't been to the conference finals in however long it's been there, 7 years. That's one. Two, it was the meltdown. Like, you just can't let that go. But the reason why he got let go, and I did see a story today that said that the owner spoke with Kawhi and Paul George, and they wanted Doc to stay, but the owner said there was nothing that they could say to make him stay. At this point right now, I mean, you can't, I always say this, I'm going to continue to say, you can't, Rome wasn't built in a day. And this team
just got
this team just got here last year, right? Paul George just got there. So they had time to gel when the regular season was going on. If the regular season was going on, I ain't going to say I can guarantee it, but I could see them being in the conference finals.
No, I can guarantee you.
I can guarantee it
because the two best teams in the West, two top five teams came from that conference, that division, and the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah.
And had COVID not happened, you see the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody else. Like,
I can't see Denver as good as a team, as good as they played.
The break did them good.
Yeah, the break did them good.
Same thing with Houston. I can't see Houston doing that amount of damage when they look wore down.
Yeah, they did.
Because of the ball, the type of ball that they were playing. Mm-hmm. They benefited the most from the break.
Yeah, I think, I agree.
I don't think you see Houston make an impact like that. I think you see OKC, because they was riding under the radar the whole year.
Okay.
I think you see OKC make an impact.
I can see OKC being in that same where they was at, but, where they were before.
But having said all that, that's why I'm like, if you know all this as the owner, like, are you that pressed to make a change seeing as COVID happened? Because when this gets back to some semblance of normalcy and you don't have a break, Doc Rivers is he's one of the best coaches.
Yeah, granted, he has blew 3-1 leads. And Orlando, which I don't, Tracy McGrady, and then, of course, with Lob City, I don't know how that happened. But I mean, right now, he is a great coach. I wouldn't let him go. Not after how everything transpired with the bubble going on, how the team didn't want to even be in the bubble, how they were against being in the bubble. But you gotta let that go for another year or so.
At least one.
You can just let it go for one more year. Like, this is first year with this brand new team. You got Kawhi, you got Paul, everybody else. I mean, and then you never know. Chris Paul a free agent? If he a free agent, you never know. Chris Paul might want to go. If he go there, then
no. I think OKC locked him in.
Okay.
I think they locked him in, but I'm with you. I know what you're saying. You never know what you can get. I just don't. Unless you get somebody on that same staff, I think you see a turnover that's not in the right direction. Like, yes, you have Kawhi, arguably the best player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul George in the regular season is what he is. In the playoffs, sketchy.
Yeah.
That's not on Doc. Like, the collapse wasn't on him, just like you can say the collapse to a sense wasn't on the team, because if it's regular season, how it was going before, you know, everything stopped. The Clippers are the best. You can say the best. We beat them right before the COVID happened, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they smacked us before.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know if it was right to let him go. I'm saying no. I'm not even going to say I don't know. No, it wasn't.
Was I shocked with it?
I wasn't shocked.
I was 50-50 on it.
But anyway, this brings us to the next point. I said this before they had even put it out, because we both had said it. Perfect landing spot for him. Two places. New Orleans and Philadelphia. Which do you prefer for him?
For him? I would say, for him, I'll go with Philadelphia. The reason why I go with Philadelphia is because, one, you have a star in Joel Embiid, and then, two, you have the pieces around him that can get it going. They didn't, in the bubble, they didn't do too good. They were so inconsistent in the whole regular season. Let me put that out there. They were inconsistent. Do I think they have the capabilities of going to the conference finals in the East? I do. But, of course, Ben Simmons is going to have to fix his jump shot. And I think Doc Rivers will bring a more intense coaching style to that team. Everything will be digested perfectly fine, because he is a winner. He is a champion, and he can't bring that championship pedigree there. But everybody else will have to step up. Maybe he can get the right pieces there. Maybe he can speak to Elton Brand and get some more pieces there, or to surround Ben Simmons.
No, I was just about to say, I think Philadelphia is the spot. And I told you my conspiracy theory. Let's look at Doc history as far as when he, you know, was at Boston. He's a solution seeker, a peacekeeper. He's the man that's going to solve these problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their problem seems like, and we don't know, this is just rumors, but I'm going to die on this rumor right here. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid don't want to play together, right?
That's probably wrong.
But this is what you do when you bring a person in like Doc. Doc going to look at it and say, look, y'all can play together and arguably be in competition for a title
mm-hmm.
together, or y'all can split up and y'all might not ever see it again.
Exactly.
So Doc is going to bring that, and he's going to be like, look at what I've done.
Good point.
Boston Celtics, mm-hmm. Kevin KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. Clippers, Lob City, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre, because you can include
DeAndre
him
Jordan,
in there.
Yeah.
You include him in there. Then you can say, for this experiment right here, Paul George and Kawhi with supporting cast that were good.
With a number two seed.
Yeah, and that's what Doc brings. So if they get Doc Rivers, Ben Simmons staying, Joel don't want to go nowhere. I don't care what nobody say. Joel loved Philadelphia, and he loved that he kind of has the freedom to do what he want to do, be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I think Doc will let him be there to a certain extent because he's going to say, look, bro, you a leader. I need you to stop all this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they big three is Ben Simmons, Embiid, Tobias Harris.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what Doc brings when he comes. So, Philadelphia, if you smart, if you listen to us, you better go get Doc. It's no ifs, ands, or buts. Don't get no Mike D'Antoni. And if I got time for that, if y'all get Mike D'Antoni, I'm going to tell you, Mike D'Antoni's pedigree is he don't win.
Man, so he do win, but
I'm talking about championships.
No, okay, he ain't got championships.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But Doc Rivers got one, but hey, with the Hall of Fame cast that he had.
Well, not even that though. Look who he had to beat.
Oh, hold on, and then after we get to talking about that, that's gonna bring me to the next topic. Paul Pierce, why you hating on LeBron so much, man?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So my whole thing is this: what tell the people what he said first?
All right, he was just saying that. Players today are scared of LeBron, and players back in the day, they weren't scared of LeBron. I'm just looking like, fam, who won't be scared of an 18-year-old? Who won't be scared of a 19-year-old? If I'm 28 years old, do you think I'm gonna be scared of playing against an 18-year-old, 19-year-old that just came out of high school?
Well, my whole thing is this with Paul Pierce. Bro, you act like you had LeBron James' number. This is before he got a halfway jump shot. LeBron was barreling his way past you too and blocking your shot out the backboard.
And I'm saying this. Y'all see what he did to Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray, what, 22, 23 years old? Mm-hmm. Something like that. Lock that boy down. I'm talking about clamps.
Jamal Murray, to his point, rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
Like he needed to.
Yeah. I'm saying that to say this. LeBron is 35 years old, if I'm not mistaken. He's 35 years old. Just you remember watching him when he was 22 and how he was clamping up people at 22, 23 years old.
And he did it to Paul.
And he ran it.
Hey, in Draymond words, they don't love you like that, Paul. You ain't Kobe. They don't like you like that. Your opinion is cool. But when you say outlandish stuff like this, like that man didn't dominate the rest of your career once he got into the league. Like he wasn't the obstacle that everybody had to cross.
Once he dipped out of Cleveland,
when
they didn't have no help. Once he left them and went to a contender like Miami and had D Wade and had Chris Bosh, that team with eight straight finals. Enough said. And in Cleveland,
my whole thing is Paul, calm down. Okay, yeah, you already know, dog. You ain't even got it like that. Don't do that, dog.
I try to respect everybody's opinion. Like I don't mind you saying that. But we already know, like, of course ain't no 28-year-old man gonna be scared of a 18-year-old boy that just came out of high school. Like, you gotta give credit where credit is due. And there's a lot of people out there hating. Like, I remember Kevin Garnett had said that Boston team had got LeBron out of Cleveland. Like, no, y'all didn't. The ownership did. Right. Ownership didn't give him nobody that can compete with him.
And on a brighter note, like, you're not the truth when you speak things like this, Paul. Let's let's keep it a band. Man, time flies. This brings me to my last topic that I brought up to you that I thought was funny. I don't know if you thought about a few things, but...
I saw, let's get back on the post where everybody say they don't want to go to Grambling because it's a party school. I'm like, don't you know Arizona State was possibly
– They weren't ranked Iowa. Number one. Arizona State was ranked number one because of the environment. Arizona and Arizona State because they in proximity. Mm-hmm. They were ranked as number one party schools. SEC schools are party schools. Like, people say that they don't want to go to HBCUs because they consider them party schools. Right. And to what I will say to them is this. Because we've had black folks tell us this when we were in college
in high school, yeah.
I told people when they bring this up, because we had people say they went to Tech and to ULM. Mm-hmm. Well, we're such a part of school, but you try to come down here and partake in it. And yet, when we get out into the real world, because we went to so many parties, quote unquote, why are we more equipped to handle things than y'all?
Yeah.
Why are we so much socially savvy and business savvy when it comes to that? Like, you think we just going to parties just because? Now when we go to parties, what do? We network. We know how to control ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can intoxicate ourselves a little bit, but not inhibit ourselves as well.
Right.
We are a social pariah when it comes to doing certain things. Don't hate on us because you see us having fun. Like, we always get bad press. Last time I checked, we run stuff. HBCU schools run stuff.
And I always tell everybody, I was trying to, whenever I was talking to the youth back in the day, they will always say,
Back
in the day,
you were 31.
I know.
How old are you? What are you, 50? Back in the day.
Anyway.
Out of here.
Anyway, I would always ask them, like, hey, come to Grambling. Like, we offer the same thing that all the other schools offer me. They'll say, of course, Grambling's a part of school. I'm like, well, no. I say it's a part of school if you make it a part of school. If you do what you're supposed to, you network with the people you're supposed to, and you don't follow everybody around that do the same thing, then it won't be a part of school. It's only a part of school if you make it a part of school. And again, if you go there and you party all the time, guess what? You're going to be on academic probation. And
just like anywhere else.
Just like anywhere else. And if you're on academic probation a certain amount of time, then guess what? You get kicked out. So, I don't know, man. I hate it when they say that.
I just laugh at them. I mean, they don't know no better. Forgive them. Forgive them not because they don't know no better. I
forgive them not.
I did. I said that.
Do they need some therapy? All right, let me stop.
So a topic that I wanted to bring up was five things that people might have messed up on or things that they might have messed up on. As bad as the Clippers' demise in the finals.
Okay.
So teams and certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the Atlanta Falcons. Their debacle in the Super Bowl and as of recently, 2 weeks ago against the Dallas Cowboys.
Golden State Warriors.
I had the Miami Heat when they lost to San Antonio.
The Miami Heat.
I mean,
oh, okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, when they lost. Eve in the Bible.
Whoa. Are you going back to the Bible? All right. I see where you're going. Eve in the Bible.
Birdman and Lil Wayne. Young Money and Cash Money.
Pablo Escobar.
Okay, stop. Why?
I'm saying
how he messed up. As bad as
he kept talking on the phone. FBI.
Well, okay, the Black Panther did too. What about Malcolm did.
What about Yaya Mayweather getting pregnant by NBA YoungBoy?
She went to jail, right?
Yes. For stabbing his other baby.
Yeah,
mama.
No, that's her mistake. Not getting pregnant. It's stabbing the chick. It's not getting pregnant. Stabbing the chick. They're pregnant. We see pregnancies all day. Charlamagne the God and Angela E. And any girl who screwed over me that ain't with me right now.
Oh, okay.
Those, my friends, are just a few things that have been screwed up as bad as the Clippers' demise. Oh, San Francisco losing last year.
Sherwin Williams?
Nah, screw Sherwin Williams.
Okay.
Any more that you want to add?
I can't think of them right now, man.
Ain't that something? I feel like you had more, but you ain't got nothing. I feel like you ain't want to say nothing. Well, anyway, with that brief intermission, though, we at the end of the episode.
Hey, man.
Who you picks?
My picks for the week, I have Van Jess come over and Reason featuring Vince Staples, Sauce. Definitely check both of those out. Great songs. By great artists, great individuals. Big shout out to Vince, Van Jess and Reason, man. Shout out to Vince Staples, too. Do you fuck with Vince or not? You like Vince?
I told you I do.
Okay.
Go with a little bit of Drake, Tuscan Leather. For some reason, I heard that and it resonated with me. Yeah. And I actually had to shout out to myself. Big B's up. We're going to go with Young Roddy. Family Business. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
Other than that, folks, we got a lot of good things working behind. Finally got that website up today. I've been saying this for a while. I apologize, y'all. It's something happened and it just, not technically savvy like that. I am, but I ain't. Anyway. Website's up to date, www.bottomlinesportstalk.com. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, The Bottom Line Sports Talk. And we're on Instagram and Twitter at
BL Sports Talk 51.
He's scratching his eye, y'all. I don't know why. Y'all stay tuned. We got our interviews getting ready to start coming up as early as next week. We about to get some things rocking, popping. We're going to ruffle a couple feathers. We're going to get it popping. But most importantly, don't forget, you heard it here first. We here at the Bottom Line Sports Talk, we do it for the culture.
By the culture, because we are the culture.
And we say it like that. Drop the mic. Peace out of here, baby.
Peace.